Yeah. Amanda, I was totally listening and to what you're saying and taking it seriously, but also that was really funny that all the lights turned off and Isadora was playing.
I guess since this is an audio medium, I will describe what happened. I'm sitting in a room. It is very bright in here, but the lights are on a timer, and I guess I was sitting too still. So I was plunged into darkness.
That's the new I am sitting in a room. I am sitting in a room and all the lights are turning off.
Yeah, exactly.
Trio. We've got Zyra, Isadora, and Amanda. So you have this performance coming up at Impromptu Fest, which is put on by New Music Chicago. And so I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about that program and a program that you did recently, which was sort of your first, sort of your debut performance as an official Codex Trio, as the Codices. And I just wanted to back up a little bit and ask how you all met and decided to come together to form a trio.
Zyra and Amanda, did you know each other before? Okay, so maybe I'm like the center.
Yeah.
The universe. Sorry, no. immediately regret recording myself talking. Okay. Anyway, well, Amanda and I met because we were both playing on like a couple of things at Northwestern. I didn't actually go to Northwestern. Amanda did. But I was kind of just joining in the fun for like some contemporary stuff. And Zyra, I think we met at a concert, kind of after the after party of a Del Niente concert or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about this a lot because I was talking about it recently with a couple of people, and I realized that it really was really the best word, serendipitous, because of the way that it all just kind of, it was so natural. I remember going to I didn't even really want to go to this concert because I was so tired, but I really wanted to hear Isadora because I just had like heard a lot about her playing, and it was a solo cello concert that featured a lot of composers from Northwestern, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do it. It's rainy, I'm tired, but I'm gonna go. And so I went out, and I ended up talking with her afterwards and being like, hey, I want to play some stuff together sometime. And yeah, it wasn't really intended that it would be a piano trio, which is amazing, but it was like, I guess I more just wanted to get out there and start playing. And yeah, Isadora kind of just put us all together in a way, I guess, in that sense. Yeah.
I think it's interesting too, because Zyra and I realized recently that the timing of this, you know, I ran into Isadora at one of our friends' concerts, like early in October, and I remember after I saw her there, I was like, I really should reach out to her and see if she wants to collaborate, because we've already done some stuff together at Northwestern and everything. And then I didn't do it right away, though. But then, like, a few weeks later was when her solo cello concert was. So I think it basically turned out that I reached out to her a couple days after she met Zyra. And then she was like, yeah, like, I just met this pianist, and we can do something together as a trio. And then when she made the group chat and I realized it was Zyra, and I hadn't met her yet, but we work at the same music conservatory in Evanston. So it was like, mm-hmm. I know who that is.
Right.
So it just worked out so perfectly and naturally.
The stars align.
Yes.
basically. Oh my gosh. And it's funny. It's like Chicago, I feel like the new music scene especially in Chicago, is so, it's very robust, but it's still very, like, very small. So it's, you can kind of know of somebody and hear somebody or see somebody at, like, you know, right after a show a bunch of times, but not necessarily know them or have played with them or anything. So yeah, it does feel like very kind of organic the way that, like what you're describing to me. So you had your debut performance during Frequency Festival at Constellation. And I was wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about the pieces on this program, how you selected these works for this particular performance, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, you know, a brainstorming kind of way, I guess. We all just started shooting out things we'd always wanted to play, like the piano trio. There's so many amazing piano trios out there. And so I think that was kind of what we started doing towards the beginning of when we first sort of got together. I think that kind of just started all these like little sort of like extra, like, okay, maybe we should add this, or like, I know this person. I know Isadora, one of the composers that we performed at Constellation, is good friends of yours, or yeah, Peter Kramer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Peter wrote a piano trio called Pietà for Long Leash a while ago, like maybe more than a handful of years ago, and I've always really loved this piece. So I was like, oh, we should play that one. So I reached out to him for the score, and he was like, yeah, you can totally have the score. Also, here's like a whole other piano trio that you can just premiere if you want. So that was awesome.
I just
awesome.
Had this old thing lying around.
Literally.
If you want to try it out? I don't know.
Like. Yes. And we're like, great. This is beautiful. Of course. So that's how that one happened.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Please go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to add, too, that one of the composers was also one of my longtime best friends, Hannah Boisenault. And I actually was supposed to play that piece back in 2020 and never got to because of the pandemic. So it was really, that was like one of the first things I thought of when we formed this trio was I should finally, like, now that I have a group, I can perform this piece. And so that was definitely one of the reasons why her piece ended up on the program. And the Shulamit Ron and the Sarajevo pieces were both big works that we fell in love with immediately when we were starting to read stuff together. So just kind of all came together like that.
Well, and the Ron and the, I mean, I'm not familiar with the two newer pieces as much, but like, or at all, really, but I wasn't able to be there at Constellation, but the Ron and the Sarajevo, I feel like I was just listening to those earlier, and I feel like it's like if Sarajevo is so kind of like the extremity of sound in so many ways, or so frequently, Ron is sort of like the gooey center. Is like,
yeah,
just tonally
definitely.
Speaking. So I feel like they really balance each other out. So I mean, I would be really intrigued to hear the other two pieces, especially just get a feel for the whole program. But so kind of in contrast or in comparison with your upcoming show, you know, you have the Sarajevo and Peter Kramer's piece on that program as well, which is great to be able to, obviously, to revisit a piece that you've only been able to perform one time. You want to do it more than once, especially, I don't know how difficult the Kramer is, but I mean, just having played Sarajevo, I feel like if you've put in the time to work on it, you're like, I want to perform this a few times. What's the other piece that you have on that? It's Kramer, Sarajevo, Oliveras, and...
Refinites by Benjamin Zucker.
Ben's piece, right? Mm-hmm. Duh. So, what are, if any, what are some kind of different or new aspects that you feel like you're bringing to this next performance, and that you're excited to share with this audience at Impromptu Fest?
Well, I would say like kind of the most stark difference is that in our first performance we played entirely music that was in some way notated, so we knew how it was going to sound before we went out on stage, Whereas the Oliveros, as is often the case with her music, is pretty free. It's actually a lot less free than a lot of her works. It's okay. Not a text piece. It's like there are pages of notes, but there are many, many, many different ways to kind of interpret them and play with them. So we don't really know how that one's going to sound on the day. And Ben's piece is also pretty kind of free. I don't know if one of you want to talk about that one.
Yeah, I think it's sort of both of those. I mean, I think of like the pairing in a way as sort of structure and then kind of not in a blend of that together. I think of sort of even Impromptu Fest, you know, the name itself kind of sort of our program maybe unintentionally kind of was inspired by that, because I recently realized, yeah. Wow, we've got some cool stuff on here that's very, very free and sort of open to our own interpretation and our own dynamic as a group. So I think that it's nice how it paired out in that way, I guess. So like a little less structured with a little more, I mean, very structured kind of pieces. Yeah.
And also one thing I'll add to that too is I feel like even though we have the contrast between half of a program that was traditionally notated and half that's more free and open to interpretation on the spot, I think they complement each other really well, and you can hear elements of both types of pieces in the whole program as a whole. So,
yeah. Zyra, sorry, this just kind of occurred to me. I think just I used to play more piano trio stuff like when I was in college, but it's been kind of a long time for me personally. So this just sort of occurred to me, especially like my not being a pianist. Do you, especially when it comes to things that are a little bit more improvised, do you ever feel any particular challenge in terms of, or maybe, I mean, maybe this is a dumb question, but do you ever feel like it's at all an obstacle, the fact that piano and the piano is always going to be timbrally so far removed from your two other colleagues in the ensemble? So when you're improvising, you're like, okay, I'm always going to sound so different. Do you ever think about that?
Definitely. This has been something that actually, as we were playing Pauline Oliveros' tree piece, I found myself thinking this. I was like, oh my goodness, how can I find a way to sort of blend or sort of find my own path in this piece, within this piece, that could blend into what they're doing? Because from my own, a lot of the pieces that I would approach or that I was assigned in school during my studies was just very standard repertoire. And so this has been very eye-opening in that sense, to sort of have the opportunity to, you know, explore like, okay, maybe I could pluck some strings strum or think of different ways to integrate extended techniques into these improvisational works. It's been a very interesting experience for me, and I actually feel like it's helped me grow a lot as a pianist. It's a wonderful question actually, because I found myself thinking this all the time. Yeah.
That's so cool. Oh, great. Do you sort of, from the other end of that, Isadora and Amanda, do you ever feel a little bit more pushed because you have this other musician you're playing with who is playing such a, like, what's technically a percussion instrument? Do you ever feel a little bit more pushed, especially in improvisational settings, to kind of match her sound and do things that are a little bit more percussive on your instruments?
I'm not sure if I have put a lot of specific thoughts into it, but I have noticed in the moment, just by, you know, us working together, whether it's improvisational or not, I think I respond a little bit differently in this setting for sure, as opposed to if it was all string instruments. Both when I'm doing techniques and just not doing techniques, I think my responses to all of us change when I have the piano as...
You're just sort of instinctively reacting.
Yeah, and I think I've only done... I've certainly done more string quartet stuff than piano trio, so it is kind of a newer ensemble setting for me to be in as well. And so it's really been so much fun exploring how, like, the differences and similarities of being in a group like this to what I've known before it.
As kind of a new baby trio, I mean, you're not babies, but like a new baby trio.
We certainly are.
I mean, you mentioned earlier that, you know, when you first got together, you were kind of thinking of pieces that you'd always wanted to play and just hadn't gotten a chance to. And are there any pieces right now kind of on your wish list that you're hoping to eventually play together, or sort of dream composers you'd love to collaborate with?
Wasn't there a Rebecca Clark piano trio? Yeah, it is a really cool, really epic piece of hers that I think we all really want to play. What else was on our list? We had a really long list, actually.
We did.
I love it because there's endless amounts that could be, you know, approached, and I think that's what makes it so exciting. But at the same time, there's a lot of things that I think there's a lot of excitement in just like something that is new and sort of, I think of something like, for me personally, I'm very excited to collaborate with composers and sort of premiere pieces. And that's something that I've always been very excited about and I find a lot of joy in. And so that's something I'm very much looking forward to. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. It's like really fun to, oh, sorry, Amanda, you go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. I was just going to say, I'm like, I feel like I'm equally as excited to tackle some big stuff, kind of like the Rebecca Clark piece that you mentioned. But also, I just adore collaborating with friends. And so it's really fun to be able to play stuff written by our friends as well.
Yeah, totally. And I was just going to say, like, it's kind of cool, like, we're all excited about, I think, the same things, and it's kind of neat to be in a group like a piano trio where there is this huge canon and history around the ensemble. So you kind of have, like, the option to do whatever you want, basically. You can play something that was written a couple hundred years ago, no problem, or something that was written a couple minutes ago, no problem also.
Yes. Well, the ink is still drying.
Yeah.
Having performed Sarajevo only... I think it was like 2 months before she passed away. And now you're going to do it again. Now only a couple months like after. I mean, this is kind of a silly question, but do you think it's going to, I don't know. Are you thinking about that at all as you're kind of going into performing it again for people? Do you think it's going to feel different?
I think definitely. I mean, she was such a monumental force in the composition world, and like, I think for me personally, like, learning her music definitely kind of opened up a world for me in terms of what my instrument can do and like what the possibilities are. And I've definitely heard other people say that about their own personal experiences as well. So I think she's a composer that's definitely very dear to a lot of people. So coming back to her works now that she's passed away, I mean, I don't know exactly how to, like, quantify how it's going to be different. I just know that it will be different, you know?
Yeah.
I completely agree. And I think that, I mean, in every sense, I've also performed and worked on some solo piano Sarajevo. And I really enjoyed both the process of chamber music of hers and solo music. I think it's very, very interesting. I think... in a lot of ways too, apart from sort of maybe the group feeling it collectively as we perform this piece, I do think that, I mean, I don't want to speak for the entire audience, but I do feel like it there will be something maybe that the audience will also sort of feel as they listen to this, sort of knowing that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and the only thing I'll add to that is that Sarriaho was actually a composer that I didn't know prior to us choosing to play this piece, which I am not sure how I didn't know her before, but I'm so glad that I do now, and I really want to play more of her stuff. But it feels really special that we get to play this piece again. And April was not that long ago, but it's had time to kind of sit with us. And I think in a lot of ways, the performance in September is going to feel different. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, Zaira, what you said about, not wanting to speak for the audience, but I think you're absolutely right that it's the audience will feel something differently. And because it's very, I was listening to this piece. What is it called? Light and
Matter.
Thank you. Light and Matter. I haven't played it before. Sorry. Light and Matter. It is everything cool about Sarriaho. And I feel like getting to play it again now, only a couple months after she has passed, is another opportunity for everyone to sit with her music and kind of have a moment together of like, this lady was really cool and we miss her. Okay, so let's review the details of your upcoming performance. So, Impromptu Fest, September 12th.
The time is 6 p.m. and the venue is Epiphany Center for the Arts.
Right. Okay. Is there anything else that you want people to know about this particular concert before they come and listen?
I guess one thing that comes to mind for me is just kind of a plug for the whole festival. Like, there are going to be a lot of different groups from Chicago and maybe from elsewhere actually performing, and it's all going to be really good. So, pack a lunch or something and come to our concert, but also come to everybody else's.
Yeah, it's 4 days long of amazing.
In fact, just pack a tent.
Yeah, no lunches.
Camp out. Camp out.
All the music. Do you have any other performances on the horizon after this? Like in the coming months, I should say.
I think we have a lot of we're
still working out all the finer points, the details.
Okay, if you can't like share anything now, that's
also
okay.
It's not confidential or anything. We just are not completely sure when exactly this will happen, but we're working on a collaboration with kind of a program of new works by Chicago composers. And we're going to be making a little recording, not necessarily a CD, but there might be some tunes on the internet that you can listen to that we recorded sometime this year. Am I forgetting something?
But whatever else comes up, I'm sure things will hopefully come up. And yeah, one thing that has been really amazing for me to see is the sort of the support that we're receiving. For being such a new ensemble, I really appreciate sort of the community that lives in Chicago and the people who are always coming to these shows. And so I just want to thank all those people too. I think that's amazing. But yeah, Amanda.
Oh, I was just going to say that, we have a lot of ideas, and I think, we are hoping to get some more performances on the calendar, but we're just very excited for what's already there. And like Zaira said, the support has been amazing so far, and we're just really excited for what's ahead, even if it's not set in stone yet.
So people should follow you on Instagram. Your handle is at Codex Trio, correct?
Yes, at Codex Trio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would say find Codex Trio on Instagram. Maybe also look for New Music Chicago for details on the events surrounding Impromptu Fest. There's like a Facebook event for Impromptu Fest. If people want to go to newmusicchicago.org, I think is where it is. I'll put it in the show notes, but people should be able to find it. Just so you can find all the deets, anything that you just want to share with the community.
Thank you to the community.
Also. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate you all. It's very nice
Chicago
to have
is
the support.
Nothing if not like a very a supportive community, I
very
would say.
Very friendly, yes.
Well, thank you so much for doing this, you guys.
Thank you for having us. This was cool.
Yeah, this was really, really fun.